Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Summers. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and LUB at 6:03 and 5 seconds to go right along with it on a Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here. You there, Peter Hoffman. Brian Rascona, they on the other side of the glass, 1-877-337-6666 for the marathon. 45-minute schmooze right up until the Nets pregame. They're taking on the Wizards, 6:50, the pregame right here on your fan New York City. And usually it's Mike Francesa at this time for up until 6:30. Mike home tonight counting his money. He will be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. You can tell a couple of items here, and then we want to regress and talk a little bit about how we used to be and how we are now, especially with some of our favorite teams. But we'll get to that in just a moment. You know, you can tell, can you not, it's baseball season. What is going on? More MRIs than RBIs, and now we're all hearing Stanton may miss the start of the season. There is, as you know, a grade one strain in that right calf, and he may be out, according to Boone, a couple of weeks. The Yankees are just hoping that it's only a couple of weeks. But the Yankees are very happy he is not part of the starting rotation. As you know, earlier today, Miguel Andujar was in left field. And the Yankees are certainly hoping that A, he can track a fly ball, and B, hit the cutoff man. At least Yankee fans sitting in the front row now behind first base, they won't have to bring a glove nor wear a suit of armor with Andujar now in left field, hopefully. And Brandon Nimmo, I don't understand this. A lot of things I don't understand. And Brandon Nimmo is one thing I don't understand at the moment. He was scratched today. He was in the dugout, but he didn't play today due to, as you heard earlier today and just heard from Bob's update, additional cardiac screening for Brandon Nimmo, and we have no further information than that. Precautionary, that's the operative word here. Now, additional could mean he's had prior cardiac screening, but we have no idea what all of this entails. Precautionary, again, was the word from the Metropolitans. Could be he might have an irregular heartbeat, and it could mean a stress test, could be a follow-up. We are not doctors, and we hope it is really seriously nothing serious. But again, according to Rojas, and we certainly hope that what Rojas has to say, nothing to worry about in so many words. And again, Nimmo was in the dugout today when the Metropolitans were taking on those lying, cheating Houston Astros. And Syndergaard, two innings and a couple of strikeouts and not a single run allowed. The New York Football Giants, Dave Gettleman trying to rectify some mistakes. Today he got rid of two of them. He released Alec, although he may now anonymously start growing a beard and wearing the fedora and the overcoat, walking around the dark alleys, because Giants fans know that Alec Ogletree, and he may change his name to Alex, he might be better off if he's going to stay in New York, but he was released today. Ogletree was. And as you know, or don't know, but will now, the Giants taking a dead money hit of $3.5 million, and they will save $8.25 million against the cap. He just wasn't as good as he used to be with the Hollywood Rams. Ogletree, in one sentence, too much money, too little production. And the Giants also cut Kareem Martin. Remember him? He only played in five games this last season. And you remember the Ogletree, came to the New York Football Giants, Gettleman giving up two draft picks for him. And he also gave up two draft picks for Leonard Williams. And he could lose him altogether, since it may cost a little bit more for Leonard Williams as the free agent than the Giants want to pay him. It took 12 games for Williams to record a tackle for a loss. And we all saw with the Giants having a terrible year, but Marcus Golden and Lorenzo Carter, you can certainly make the argument those two were certainly better than Leonard Williams. And Williams, again, a free agent to be. And Gettleman gave up two draft picks for him. He could have waited in a losing season until Williams became a free agent and then signed him there. Now, the Giants could franchise him, but for $16 million, I don't think so. For two tackles for a loss and a half a sack. Another Gettleman move that arches the eyebrows. Now, let me, for just a moment, and this may be a little bit emotional for me because I want to regress, because once upon a time, a long time ago, when I was much younger, we, sort of like a different lifetime from then and now, we were certainly young and precocious and undisciplined and not really paying respect to teams that we should be paying respect to. Of course, we would head, as you know, to Times Square on New Year's Eve to watch the Knickerbockers drop the ball into the new year, and we would make our resolutions we tried so hard to keep. We wanted, really, to be more mature, more professional, more kinder, more gentle to America's team. Yes, we did, but we couldn't be as user-friendly and supportive and objective as we wanted to be, and we just couldn't hold on to that resolution. But now, again, as we're older and wiser, more mature, more sophisticated, we haven't so far this year, we haven't uttered a single negative word about America's team. And that resolution we have not yet broken, and we don't plan to. There was another resolution that we made, and of course, we are holding on to it. Oh, there was a time I just loved to pick on them like there was no tomorrow. And I look back in my mind's eye, I look back in opening up the memory bank and remembering how we so abused the Icelanders. Oh, we used to, ducks and geese and chicks better scurry when I take you out in my Surrey. Yes, who didn't think of Oklahoma, the movie, the state, the Dust Bowl, and when you think about Old Country Road and the barn where the Icelanders used to play? And we so were disrespectful. There's no question about it. And those were the days. Oh, it's like a different person. But now we are, as I say, more supportive, and we're certainly more objective, and of course, more user-friendly. And I think it's a resolution that we certainly want to hold on to. And of course, last night, the New York Rangers and the New York Islanders did play, didn't they? And it was a terrific game. And I think there were more Ranger fans there than Islander fans, because every time the Rangers scored a goal, you heard such glee and joy and happiness and cheering and so forth and so on. But nobody is surprised about that. And of course, normally what we used to do was make so much fun of Old Country Road and the barn and the Icelanders and amber waves of grain and the chores that Icelander fans do every morning, milking the cows and feeding the pigs and doing all of the things they do on the farms they own. What a great rivalry it is. We certainly all know from that. It's a rivalry, urban versus rural, sort of like Old Country Road versus Broadway. But those were the old days when I was younger and more precocious, a little bit frisky. But now, as I say, older, wiser, more mature, more sophisticated. So I won't do anything like this.
Presenting His Most Royal Majesty, the King.
Great feeling for our guys, and just so proud of them with with another big, big road win.
It's good to be the King.
All the way across, Lindgren to Panarin. He scores!
Look, it's the King.
Long shot, score! Brendan Lemieux with a long shot.
I think we're playing smart. We don't have to force anything. We find a way right now, and that's what we need going forward.
The King, your Majesty.
Battled hard, and even though they managed to tie it up.
Lindgren, across, long shot, score! It was tipped in front! Brett Howden!
It's good to be the King.
Battled hard, and even though they managed to tie it up, came up big in overtime.
Halt in the name of the King!
Taken away by Panarin! Panarin breaks toward the net, and it's knocked away! Zibanejad, scores! He scores! The Rangers win!
It's good to be the King.
There's character in this room, and it's going to be fun to keep going.
Felt like a playoff game in a lot of ways. Just an incredibly fast-paced game, incredibly intense.
Sound the welkins and blow the crumpets. The King is here. Look, the King.
And yes, it is good to be King. And Trubis hit, it was clean, and you know it. It was a hard hit, but it certainly was clean. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Icelander fans got all excited when they tied the game with 17 seconds to go, didn't they? And then what happened? What kind of pass was that from Panarin? There were three guys on him. Whoops! Wait a minute, Zibanejad is over here. And scored just seconds into the overtime. Oh, well, better luck for the Icelanders next time. Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.